Well, guys, well, you know, I love to give my stories, and yes, in regards to self-esteem, for me, the most I could say was just, I've been brought up in a cocoon where my parents have controlled basically everything I've been doing for most part of my life. And because, yes, most part of my life is just childhood, I'm just starting that process of, you know, transiting into my adulthood. So then again, most of my life has been around my school life, because again, basically that's most of my life, right? So my self-esteem has basically been tarnished, or my self-esteem has had its ups and down, basically just because of my school. So as a baby, I've been given so much confidence. Oh my goodness, I have God-given confidence. That one I know, that has been my gift. But oh my goodness, my biggest fear has always been relevant. Just imagine being confident and nothing but matope is just coming out of your mouth. Oh my goodness, that's bad. It's extremely embarrassing. So for me, in regards to self-esteem, I've tried to remain relevant in my studies. Because of my big mouth, I really want to, you know, as much as I talk, I want my grades to talk. And it's sad that most of the time, what came out of my mouth was either book-related, like literally syllabus-related, or just childish rubbish coming out of my mouth. And I remember I couldn't like make a conversation with my peers. Oh my goodness, God bless them, they were ahead, like in terms of their thoughts, they've been ahead most part of my life. So I used to feel bad because I couldn't sit in the same table with them and have a conversation, because most of what they were saying was not making sense to me at the time. And that really affected my self-esteem, because now, oh my goodness, where do you start, right? So I moved on to high school, and God gave me leadership. You know, I've told you guys I have God-given confidence. So imagine being confident as a leader, but only rubbish is coming out of your mouth. Oh my God, it was bad. It was bad. I honestly don't know how I did it as a leader, but it was bad. And this is high school, and it's a girls' school. If you've led girls, my people, you know, these creatures there, it's a headache. So I remember during these prefect meetings, I used to be my school captain. So during these meetings, when you're trying to address the rest of the leaders, and you're telling them, do this, do that, then one of them raises a very important point. And you're like, oh God, why did I not think of that? Or, oh my God, what's happening? Or, oh my God, why was I made to be in this position? Why not her? You understand those moments of self-doubt. So basically what I'm trying to say is that I've struggled to be a leader or not a leader, or to remain relevant for the longest part of my life. So fast forward to after high school. Oh my goodness. Okay, during high school, I had a friend of mine called Victoria. She put me on my toes. My God, I thank God for her. She's been my pillar back in school. She still is. And after high school, I met a friend of mine called Job. Job turned my life around. He honestly helped me evolve from that. He made my transition from childhood to adulthood much easier. It was not as bumpy as it's supposed to be. I honestly can be so confident right now that I'll sit amongst a group of people and my friend, I'll talk sense. And I realized confidence does not mean that you should just talk anyhowly. Choose when to talk and watch your audience. Do you understand that? So I finally can just sit, have a meaningful conversation, and if I can't, I learned to shut up. How great is that? So that has been my journey. Shout out to Job and Victoria. Thank you so much for always having my back. And well, on to today's guest. Oh my goodness, I hope I've not grabbed her spotlight. So without further ado, this is Georgina. Please show her some love.